Here we are, last break of the day. Last break of the day with just one more thing. Steve, I'm glad, for one. I think we all are, that your closing remarks are back.
I know I am.
Yeah, they're always inspirational. You always motivate us to do something.
Really, I was just, I don't want to sound, you know, but anyway. What? I was just asking God, what could I do more? What could I do? And it was just put on my heart to share more. You know, take some moment out at the beginning and the close of the show and just try to encourage more people. You know, I've learned so much over the years. You know, I've had a tough go of it, as many of you have. My story ain't no more richer or deeper than nobody else's. So I just try to share the information that I've actually learned, because I've learned a lot. And one of the things that I've learned is about when to start. You know, whenever you come up with an idea or a thought or a move you want to make, or something comes from your imagination, the thing that I find that stops people oftentimes is, when do I start? Now, here's the thing with starting. What people do is they delay the start by overthinking it. And if you overthink something, guess what will eventually, and you over-explain it to other people, eventually the how it won't work is going to come up. So you have this fabulous idea that you've thought of, right? And then you share it with some people. And you say, man, I'm going to go do this. And you start talking it over. And you start thinking it through. And you share it with more people. The more people you share it with, and the more people you, and the more you think it through, you know what you keep coming up with? The mishaps, the things that can go wrong. And you end up delaying the start. The other thing that happens is, people try to line all their ducks up in a row before they start, so they can just go on and start knocking them down. That's a mistake, because that almost never, ever happens. I have yet to see any deal I've ever done, any project I've started, go just the way I thought it was going to go. I have never seen that. I have yet to close a deal that just went smoothly. No wrinkles, no bumps, no nothing. I've never seen that. So when you're waiting to start, and then the naysayers hit, and you're waiting to start to get your ducks lined up in a row, you're delaying the process. You know when the best time to start is? Right now. Because right now alleviates procrastination. If you wait on the ducks to get lined up in a row, and you're listening to the naysayers, procrastination has already set in and taken place. And oftentimes it takes hold. So what I found is, when I come up with the idea, I start the process now. I start the process now. Look, man, you can easily do that. It's simple things. What stops people is you try to figure out all the way through. You have this goal that you got, and you say, okay, I'm going to do this, then if I do that, then if I do that. And then you get stuck, because you go, well, what happens after that? Because you've never been in that area before. You've never gone down that road, so the unknown strikes you. And then, because you can't figure out what you do when you get to the unknown, you stop. So now you couldn't line up all your ducks in a row, so the process to success is delayed again. Stop doing that to yourself in 2018, y'all. Start now. Do it now. What you have to do next will be shown to you. Your first step will lead you to the second step. Now, sometimes on your journey, you make a bad turn. You got to make a U-turn and come back and cross over the other bridge instead of going that way. But until you take one step, you'll never know where the next turn is. If it's a fork in the road, if it's a U-turn, if it's a bend, if it's a valley, if it's a mountain, you got to start today. Stop delaying it, everybody. Whatever it is you want to do, start today. You may be surprised that you can actually get yourself further than you thought you could, with nobody else's help. Now, in order to be successful, you're going to need somebody's help. But to start, oftentimes, you just need yourself. Start the process. God will show you the way. He really will. always has. I say this often to people. God will get you through. For though everybody that's listening right now, name one thing that God hasn't gotten you through. And if he hasn't gotten you through it, he's currently pulling you through it right now. And you know how I know? Because you're listening to the radio. How you listening to the radio? It's because he's pulling you through something right now. He's gotten you through all the other stuff. But he's pulling you through right now. If you start the process, God will pull you through. But you'll never know until you start. Start. Start something great. Don't participate in no mess this year. Stay out of mess. You know what mess is.
Yes, sir.
Mess looks like it ain't right. It don't feel good. It don't sound good. It's mess. Stay out of mess this year. Remove yourself from messy situations so you can move in the right direction. Start this year, man. Make it happen, okay? Start today. That's the best time. Thank y'all for listening. Hope that helps you.
Thank you. All right. Yo.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that, Steve. Mm-hmm. All right, take us home.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Close. You're close.
Try to have yourself a good weekend.
We just made it.
Yeah, I'm
you're third. Close.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.